BBC News. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has published its first new policy document since its founding charter in an effort to soften its image. In the document, Hamas declares its willingness to accept an interim Palestinian state within the pre-1967 boundaries, but without recognizing Israel's right to exist. It stresses its conflict is not with Jews, but with what it calls the Zionist occupiers. The centrist frontrunner for the French presidency, Emmanuel Macron, has attacked the National Front party of his far-right rival, Marine Le Pen, as representing hatred and violence. Earlier, Ms. Le Pen linked Mr. Macron to policies of the outgoing administration that she said had cost jobs and ruined businesses. Large May Day protests are underway in Venezuela, marking a month of disturbances across the country, in which almost 30 people have died. International pressure is increasing on the Maduro government to negotiate with the opposition. Millions of Cubans have attended May Day parades in Havana's Revolution Square and elsewhere, the first since the death of Fidel Castro last year and the last that his brother Raul Castro will attend as president. President Trump has said he would be willing to meet the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, despite weeks of tough talk against the Pyongyang regime. Mr. Trump said he would be honored to meet Mr. Kim in the right circumstances, but a spokesman emphasized that key conditions would have to be met first. The authorities in Indian-administered Kashmir say suspected militants have killed 7 people during an attack in a van loaded with cash. The victims were 2 bank employees and 5 policemen. At least 27 people were hurt when an Aeroflot flight from Moscow to Bangkok hit a patch of severe turbulence. Officials said several passengers suffered broken bones. BBC News.